Well, in Washington today, President Obama released his final federal budget proposal, but most in Washington say it doesn't have a chance of becoming law. Congress decides how the country's money is spent, and with the Republicans in control of both the Senate and the House, well, let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. And for the first time in 40 years, the chairman of the House and Senate budget committees didn't even invite the president's budget director to present this proposal. Why not?
Yeah, it's traditional to say that the budget is dead on arrival. This one was dead well before arrival. The chairman say that the president is doubling down on failed policies, that Obama's focusing too much on spending proposals rather than confronting what they call the government's massive overspending. And they say they want to take their time instead to focus on building a budget that balances.
But isn't it unusual to not even hear from the administration in a hearing in the House or the Senate?
It's very unusual. And the Democrats on the House Budget Committee were, frankly, insulted by this. They said it was disrespectful to the committee members, to the public, and to the president. What we're really seeing, though, here is just another sign of the president's growing lame duck status. Even the rollout of this budget is being overshadowed by the New Hampshire primary today and the contest among the people that are hoping to succeed the president in the Oval Office. Obama, after all, will be leaving the presidency just 4 months into this new budget year.
And what is in this budget that is so offensive to House Republicans and Senate Republicans?
Well, there's a lot of stuff in there that they don't like. There's a lot of new spending proposals. For example, spending on helping kids who rely on the school lunch program get meal support during the summertime when school's not in session. On the revenue side, there are things like that $10 a barrel tax on crude oil, which could add up to 24 cents a gallon of the price of gasoline at the pump. That was dismissed by House Speaker Paul Ryan as just an election year distraction.
An election year distraction, but what would that do exactly?
Well, the purpose of the crude oil tax was to fund what the White House calls a clean transportation program. That would go for things like transit and research on more efficient vehicles. But it would also backfill the pothole in the Highway Trust Fund. That's the fund that pays for a lot of our road construction, and it's been chronically short of cash because the gasoline tax, which is its main source of revenue, hasn't budged since the early 1990s. The White House insists this would not be a gasoline tax, although they concede some of the cost of the extra tax on crude oil would be passed on to consumers.
Are there any aspects of the president's budget that will eventually have life in any budget that comes out of the House?
It's possible. You know, even while the overall budget is going nowhere, there are a few modest ideas in here that could have some legs. The president says there's bipartisan support for what he calls his moonshot to accelerate cancer research, although that's a very modest proposal, just over $1 billion. The Apollo program would be about $100 billion, so it's more like a moon pinprick. There is bipartisan support for doing more to help people who are addicted to heroin and prescription pain pills. That's something we've actually heard a lot about bubbling up on the presidential campaign trail. The candidates have been hearing a lot of people telling very personal stories about addiction problems in their families. And there's also bipartisan agreement to expand a tax credit that helps the working poor. Republicans like this because it's for working. Democrats like it because it's for the poor. The existing tax credit really only helps people with kids. There is some support for expanding it to help childless poor workers.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley, the only political reporter who is not in New Hampshire today, apparently. Scott, thank you.
Happy Budget Day, Jeremy.